USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah. His campaign disclosed that the Republican presidential frontrunner will hold an evening event at Ted Hendricks Stadium. He is slated to appear on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. Speaking of former President Trump, he and his once lawyer could meet again in the same courtroom.
Michael Cohen says he'll return to New York this coming week to testify in the civil fraud trial of the former president. He's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. A judge has ruled that Trump and his businesses committed fraud by falsely inflating and deflating the value of its assets in order to lower taxes and receive better insurance coverage. Cohen previously testified in 2019 that his former boss artificially inflated his wealth, and he provided testimony to a House committee earlier this year about Trump's involvement in a hush money scheme. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Road crews found an intact, centuries-old shipwreck embedded in a Florida highway during routine construction work earlier this month. The 20-foot-long artifact, believed to date back to the 1800s, was buried under about 8 to 10 feet of sediment near the Bridge of Lions in St. Augustine, and was so well-preserved that crews found coins, coconut halves used for drinking, and a left-leather boot. Construction was temporarily paused as the Florida Department of Transportation works with Search, a global leader in archaeology, to unravel the mystery. And according to the Pentagon, they are still out there.
Officials at the Pentagon have said they've received over 270 new reports of UFOs over an eight-month span. The Defense Department releasing a new report to Congress this week that said 274 new UFO sightings have been reported to the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. The Pentagon said the majority of the reports came from military service members and commercial airline pilots. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
The situation in Washington continues to unfold as Congress is still without a leader. The Speaker of the House position is still wide open, and at least seven Republicans are expected to run for Speaker when the House reconvenes this week. That list includes Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota. Some of those candidates are already reportedly working the phones to get that support they need to get the top job, but Congress is definitely on the clock right now as the deadline for a government shutdown is less than a month away. More than 80 Spirit Airlines flights were canceled Saturday after some planes were pulled out of service for inspections, looking for signs of cracks and brackets on the plane's airframes. The airline says disruptions are expected to last for several days. More than 100 flights were canceled on Friday. GEICO is getting ready to cut back its total workforce by 6% as it lays off roughly 2,000 employees.
CEO Todd Combs wrote in a letter that that decision was not taken lightly, and he hopes that move puts the company in a better position for long-term profitability and growth. The letter also said those employees working remote and hybrid roles will now be required to increase days in office. I'm Corey Myers.
Good news for Christmas shopping starting later this month. Best Buy is set to launch its Black Friday sales. The holiday calendar includes early access to Black Friday deals for all customers beginning on October 30th, followed by the official commencement of the Black Friday sale on November 17th. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.